Our coach's corner is brought your way by Harris Metals and Recycling. This one's tough pill to swallow, I guess, Coach, on senior night. Whale of a football game between two pretty talented teams.
Yeah, whoever kept the stats probably got a little writer's cramp, I'm guessing. No, it was a good game, good football game, and, you know, some mistakes at critical times and things of that nature. And, you know, we kept shuffling some things around trying to get that run stopped, you know, best we could. And we just came out on the bottom.
Seems like neither team really had an answer defensively. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, a few miscues here and there towards the second half. But they were firing on all cylinders. You came back with a lot of plays of your own to respond, and I think that was the good news to see from your team. You left a few points on the table, as we talked about, inside the 20-yard line. But, boy, it was sure a fun game to watch, and the offense was cooking pretty well tonight, especially the running game.
Yeah, no, it was good, and they were doing some things to take the pass away, you know. And so we've got to be able to run the ball, and we only got five guys in a box, and I thought we did a good job with that. And, you know, we just and went down 14-0 early. Real early, and real proud of our kids, the way they fought back. And, you know, it was just one of those games. You know, it was who was gonna make the mistakes at the wrong time, because defensively neither one of us could get them stopped.
A physical game, and a lot of guys seeming to go both ways on both teams, and that's tough on a high schooler. But I guess you're in week nine, and you had some guys laying it out on the line tonight.
Yeah, I have no complaints with the effort at all. I think our kids played hard, I don't. It's hard for me to sit here and be negative, because I think they gave us everything they had, and we went up against a pretty good football team, and, you know, hopefully things work out with for us and we get another one.
Talk about their biggest play seemed to be when they put Hilliard. He was number three, just from your vantage point back there. Was it just a situation where your guys couldn't see him? He's 5'7", and just seemed to be squirting through the hole, and I don't know if he was tough to see or they were just blocking very well, but it seems like they had seven or eight guys on one side of the line just saying, here's what we're going to do.
Well, that's what they do. They run power. They overload that side, and then they pull the backside guard and tight end or guard and tackle, depending. You know, and we made a couple plays from the backside. You know, Connor made a couple plays when it was going away from him from the backside. And it's just it is hard to see him. And he's a good downhill, hard runner.
Yeah.
And it only takes a little crease, and he's through. So, you know, we'll take a look at the film and again, like I said, try to correct those, and hopefully we got another play, another game. Yeah, no, they're a good bunch of kids, and worked hard, like I said, in the summer, and put a lot of time in, and it means something to them, and, you know, some of the lessons they're learning are very valuable right now, and as a group, they're really, really a good, hard-working group.
Your message for them there at the end, I mean, anything that you could share with us as you head out of the field?
Not just that I don't know. You know, we'll set and see, and, you know, it's kind of out of our control right now. And whoever it is, come back on Monday. You know, don't jump ship. It isn't any different. And hopefully we'll get in, and when we do, we got to come back on Monday and pull together and get to work.
Coach Troy Johnson, always a pleasure to have you here. We wish you the best in the off season, but we sure hope there's at least one more game in this postseason run. You know, 5-4. Hopefully, we'll get you in, and we sure hope to talk to you next week.
Yep, no, sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Head coach Troy Johnson, again, always a pleasure to talk with him in the post game show.